All right. My intention right today is I thought we would talk about Yom HaShoah. I'm not going to talk about it in terms of, you know, oftentimes there's discussion about the appropriateness of the name and the intention of the name, etc. I mean, that's a discussion in its own right, but it's not my intention to talk about that today, Bichlal. Let's just take it as a fact. Okay, let's just take it as a fact that there is a day that many Jews associate with. Right, and they we called Yom HaShoah, and we're not going to get hung up now on the issues of the name Yom HaShoah, Vagvura, etc. We're not going to discuss that. What I'd like to discuss is really, I think something that's relevant to both Yom HaShoah. And relevant to our situation now, Lahavdil, obviously, but relevant to our situation now. And what we want to do is we want to really want to lead into a discussion that is based upon the writings of the Eish Kodesh, the Rebbe Piatesna, right? Kolonim Eskalmish Mi Piatesna, who wrote the Eish Kodesh, the collection of writings that we have in the Eish Kodesh during the time period of the Warsaw Ghetto, and who was killed after the fall of the Warsaw Ghetto. He was transferred to Zatraniki, not far from Lublin, and there probably in November of 43, he was murdered by the Nazis there, Hashem Yikom Domo. But let's start off. Let's start off with a Gemara, with a Pasuk really, and then a Gemara, and a really an astonishing Gemara. An astonishing, astonishing Gemara. We'll see a little bit of what some of the early Mepharshim write about it. And then at the same time, we'll take a look at what the Piatesna has to say about it. The Pasuk says as follows. You can see here, we're going to follow here, you can see the handout. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, right? Perek Samach Gimel, Pasuk says Zion. Got it? It says, Ki ato avinu, ki Avram lo yodonu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu, ato Hashem avinu, goalenu me'olam shemecha. Pasuk way towards the end of Yeshaya. It says, Ki ato avinu, who is this ato? We don't know. You are our father. Ki Avram lo yodanu, we have not known Avram. Yisrael lo yakirenu, and Yisrael doesn't recognize us. Right? Avram doesn't know us. Yisrael doesn't recognize us. Ato Hashem avinu, you Hashem avinu, goalenu, right? You are our Goel, Me'olam Shemecha, your name is, right, as our Goel is forever. Listen to this Gemara in Shabbos. Amr Yishmul Bar Nachmani, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dichsiv, what is it that it says? Ki ato avinu, ki Avraham lo yadanu. I assume that somebody else is writing on there, not me, okay? Ki ato ki Avram lo yadanu, v'Yisrael lo yakirenu. Right? Ato Hashem avinu goalenu mi'olam shemecha. What is this pasuk speaking about? Lo asid lavo, in the future, at the end of days, Yomar la Kodesh Baruch Hu la'Avram. Avram will say, just before the Gula comes, Hashem will say to Avram, Banecha chotuli, your children have sinned before me. Amar lefanav, and Avram will say, Ribono shalolam, I told you it's a very shocking Gemara, Yimachu al kedusha shemecha. They should be erased al kedusha shemecha. Because after all, they'll say your name will be sanctified if you are not mivater to them. In other words, if they're not worthy bedin, so you should what you call erase them. Yimochu al kedusha shemecha. Amar Emel El Yaakov. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, wait a second. That was not what I was expecting from Avram. Let me try Yaakov. Emel El Yaakov. Let me say it to Yaakov. Dahavalei Tzar Gilubodim. Maybe Yaakov is more deeply connected to the children of Israel because after all, he raised all 12 Shvatim. He raised all 12 Shvatim. So he says it to Yaakov. Tavali Tzar Gidl Bonim. Efshir Deboi Rachmi Alay. Perhaps he'll be Mavakish Rachmim upon them. Amalei. Instead, what does Yaakov say? Banecha Chotu. He says what he called Amalefonav. So he Hashem says to Yaakov, your children have sinned. Amalefonav, Ribon Shalom, Yimachu Al Kedusha Shemecha. They should be erased Al Kedusha Shemecha. Says the Ribon Shalom. Amar lo besabe tama, kill the grandfather doesn't give a good explanation. Lo bedardike eitza, and in the young ones, i.e. Yaakov, and the sabe is a reference to Avram, Saba, right? Dardike is a reference to the youngest over here, the youngest of the avos, kilu, is a reference to Yaakov. It says he has no eitza, he has no what do you call it, advice. Amar lo Yitzchak, he turns to Yitzchak. So Kosh Baruch Hu turns to Yitzchak. He says, Bonecha Chotu Li. Right? Your sons have sinned before me. Now listen to this. Amar Lefonav. Yitzchak is speaking now. Amar Lefonav. Ribono Shel Olam. Bonai. Velo Bonecha. They're my children and not yours. I beg your pardon. Bishash Yikdimu Lefonecha. When they said before you. They were makdim nasa l'nishma at Har Sinai. Korasalhem b'ni b'chori. The truth is, he said that actually earlier. In other words, you called them b'ni b'chori. Call them b'ni b'chori already in Mitzrayim, knowing, right, that their essence is that one day at Matan Torah they're going to say nasa v'nishma. They're going to be makdim nasa l'nishma. Karaslan b'ni b'chori, achsha b'nai, v'lo b'necha. Now you say they're my children, not your children. Excuse me. V'od, kama chotu, how much did they sin, sacha kol? How much did they sin, sacha kol? Says, what he called, says Yitzchak Avinu. Kama chotu, kama shnosav shel adam. How long does a person live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Like David Amal says in Tehillim, Yimei Shnosecha Behem Shivim Shana, V'Megruo Shmonim Shana, etc. So how long did the person live? Let's say 70 years. Dal Esrin Delo Anashka Alayu. There's no Onish Min Shamayim till age 20. Right? And the Bezdin Shomato we know gives Onshim then, but Min Shamayim. Right, there can be other cheshbonos, but based upon the acts that a person did until he's 20, right? So there's no onesh min shamayim. Again, that's a discussion in its own right, what that means, but not our topic. Poshu lehu chamshin. So after, right, 20 years, there's now left 50. Dal esrim v'chamisha. Split that 50 in half. Why? Delelusa. There's what he called, half of the 50 years are nighttime. People are sleeping. What's left now is 25 years. In other words, up until age 20, you don't punish min shamayim. That leaves 50 out of the 70 years. Or out of those 50 remaining years, half of them are nighttime, person sleeping. So we're not going to count that either. He's not sinning when he's sleeping. Now we have left, right, 25 years. Dal tarte sari. Take 12 years, upalga, 12 and a half years, out of the 25 years, ditzluye. Sometimes he's davening. Umechel, sometimes he's eating. With the beis hakiseh, sometimes he's using the facilities. Right? So 12 and a half years are removed from those 25 years. Foshulu are now left. Trace are sari opalga. What's left are now 12 and a half years, sachakol. Im ato sovel es kulam. If you bear those 12 and a half years, mutav, then fine. Ve'im lav, palga alai, upalga alecha. So now, if you'll bear all 12 and a half years, out of a person's 70 years, right, that we can keep the person responsible for, so then fine. And if not, if you're not willing to bear all 12 and a half years, so I'll split it with you. You take 12 and a half, I'll take 12 and a half. Ve'im tim salomar, kulam alai. And if you were to say, no, you don't want to take anything. So say, you know what? I'll take the whole thing. All 12 and a half years, I'll take. Akrivas napshi kamach. I sacrificed my life before you. On the Akedah. Paskul v'amru. That was the winning argument. Yitzhak Avinu says, I'll take the whole rap. All 12 and a half years, I'll take it all. Paskul v'amru. They all said, Klal Yisrael said, Ki ato avinu, you are our father. Return to Yitzchak. Omlem Yitzchak. Yitzchak turns to Klal Yisrael and says, Ad she'atem mekalsim li. Until, right, before you start praising me, that's a mistake. Kol sula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's bizarre, wouldn't you say? Right? Because Baruch Hu comes and says, right? Because Baruch Hu comes and says, hey, what's going on with the Jewish people? Turns to Avram, he says, your children have sinned before me. Avram says, Yimach al Shmecha, let them be erased. Al Kiddush Hashem. Comes to Yaakov, right? Chatu Bonai, Bonecha, your sons have sinned. What does Yaakov say? No. Yimach al Shmecha, they should be erased. And Kedushas Hashem. Hashem in turn turns. I mean, the whole discussion is bizarre. Avram saying this, Yaakov saying this, and then what happens? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, then what does he do? He says, you know, that's not the answer I was looking for. So why ask? You know, if you're looking for a different answer, right? And if you don't like that answer, so you do it. You do it. Why ask? Why ask? No, then he goes to Yitzchak. And yet he asks Yitzchak, and he says, okay, listen, what do you say about this? Your sons have sinned. And Yitzchak goes into an unbelievable defense plea. He says, first of all, why are you calling my children? They're not my children, they're your children, right? Because you always call them your children. You call them B'nei B'chori Yisrael. These are my children, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said. They're my children. So why are you telling me now, Hashem, why? He says, Yitzchak, why are you saying they're your children, Yitzchak? They're not my children, they're your children. Okay, now, aside from that, how long does a person live? 70 years. And then he goes through the whole shebang. Right? Up into 20 years, you don't punish Min HaShamayim. Okay? At least 50 years. Out of this 50 years, half of them are spent sleeping. That's 25 years. Out of those 25 remaining years, half of them are spent either davening or eating or using facilities. The person taking care of himself. At least 12 and a half years. 12 and a half years. No, Rabbeinu Shalom, really. 12 and a half years. You want to take it? Take part. I'll take part. You don't want to take the, what do you call part? Take part. I'll take the whole thing. So it looks like Yitzchak is the one who saved us. And that's what we think. We turn to Yitzchak and we say, Ki ato aviyu, you are a real father. Like, we can't believe it. Avram abandoned us. Yaakov abandoned us. You, Yitzchak, didn't abandon us. Ki ato avinu. Right? Ki Avram lo yadanu, like we see in the recall to the pasuk itself. Ki Avram lo yadanu, Yisrael lo yakirenu. Ato Hashem avinu. Oh, wait a second, time out. So Yitzchak says, before you say that I'm your father, don't praise me. Praise Rabbeinu Shalom. Praise Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom. If Rabbeinu Shalom is going to do it, why do he have to ask you in the first place? That's what it says. And Yitzchak tells him, "Don't praise me. Praise Rabbeinu Shalom." And he shows. He points to Rabbeinu Shalom. Kav Yochel. He points to him. See clearly, as you can't see Hashem, right? But see deeply. See deeply. And then Klal Yisrael says, Ata Hashem Avinu Goalenu Me'olam Shemecha. Right? You've always been our Goel. So, There are a lot of explanations to this Gemara. Everybody's got something to say about it. I mean, literally everybody's got something to say about it. It is, it's obviously a bizarre, at first glance reading. Could Avram really abandon us? Could Yaakov really abandon us? And everybody gives answers to it. The Maharal gives it, discusses it, the Bina Le'itim discusses it, the Marsha discusses it, everybody. Achronim, they all discuss it. I'm just going to take a very brief answer so that we can get to the Piachesta. Chassam Sofer, right? This Chassam Sofer on the Gemara, they are on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer says, "My dichsiv, Avram lo yodanu, b'mokom achar kasavti aperush hipuch me'avu hamuvan hapashut." I wrote someplace else, says the Chassam Sofer, an explanation that's the opposite of what you would think at first glance after hearing this Gemara. The Avram v'Yaakov shem chesed v'rachamim. We know that each one of the avos is associated with a different midah of the Rabbonu Shalom. Avram is associated with chesed. Like we say, chesed Avram. Yitzchak is associated with rachamim. What is rachamim? Rachamim is, the blending, as it were, of chesed with din. Chesed is just all about giving. Giving, giving, giving. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. He taught about the Rabbonu Shalom. That Rabbonu Shalom is giving to creation. He's giving to creation. That's how he introduced or reintroduced the world to the Creator. Through his hachnasas orachim, he said, what I'm doing for you is what Hashem is doing for the entire world. Don't you see it? We're a constant recipient. The entire world is a constant recipient of the gift of Hashem's chesed. So Avram taught chesed. Avram taught chesed. Avram lived chesed. Avram communicated chesed. Yitzchak is din. When you think about that, that itself is bizarre. Din. And he's the one who saves us. Okay? Din. Din. Yitzchak's whole essence was to say, right, everything I have, my very being, my identity is yours, Hashem. And that's how he's willing to rise up onto the Akedah. It's yours, it's not mine. There's nothing I can say that I deserve. Since as my father pointed out, everything is a gift, so it's really all yours. Vakasha, you can take it. It's not mine, it's yours. Din. Midas Adin. Yitzchak's Midas Adin. Yaakov is the meat of Rachamim. Rachamim is not to revert back to chesed, which is just take, 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 give, 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 give. Rachamim is, right, on the one hand, Hashem wants to give. On the one hand, the way he wants to give is that we should be zocha, we should merit it, bedin, bedin. Like Yitzchak taught. They're both true. Yaakov's meat is Rachamim, in that Rachamim says, in order for the din to be effective, you can't stick to the absolute letter of the din. You have to be rachim. That doesn't mean, right, it doesn't make a difference what we do. It doesn't mean, you're okay, I'm okay, it's California, no sweat, you know, don't get bent out of shape. That's not what it means. What it means is, there's something called tshuva. You can fix things. You can fix things. You can fix things.
Okay.
Oops, please put your mute back on. Right? You can fix things. You're not nanosh right away. Right? Even when a person is nanosh, Hashem sometimes parses it out into pieces. That's a discussion in its own right. The meat of Rachamim. The meat of Rachamim. And Yitzchak, we said, is din. So Avram is chesed. Yaakov is Rachamim. We can relate to those two. Yitzchak is din. So says the Chassam Sofer. The Avram v'Yaakov shem chesed v'rachamim. Onum yimochu al shkdusha shmecha. Yan yodu ki ze I efshar. Val ken yikaimum leman shmo shelo yiyachel. V'yisharu schus avos levneim l'shar tzrachim. They didn't want to speak up on their behalf. Why? Because they knew that there's no way Hashem is going to erase them. Because Bereishis is Bishvil Klal Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. The world is created for Klal Yisrael. If the Jewish people are erased, then there's no reason to the world. The world would disappear. So they were counting on the fact when they said to Hashem, nope, got nothing to say. Got nothing to say. Each one of them, both Avram and Yaakov, because their meters are chesed and rachamim. And their understanding was, there's no way Hashem is going to erase them. He'll give them kiyum. And then our merits, we won't have used up saving them here. And they, as it were, will have our merit for whatever else they need. The merit of our chesed, of our rachamim, that which we taught, that which we lived, that which we breathed, that which we communicated to everyone around us, chesed and rachamim, will remain in their behalf after Hashem won't destroy them anyway. But that's not what Hashem wanted. Right? And therefore he says, right. Avram, no Tom, no. Yaakov, no Eitza. That's not what I was looking for. V'Yitzchak, Shumidas Hadin, Choshev Medakdek, Uma'abed Zchuyos L'Kayim Yisrael B'Din. Why? Because Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to be Zocha B'Din. He wanted them to be purified. He wanted them to be Zocha B'Din, to merit every bit of reward they're going to get. And therefore, if Hashem just says, okay, I'm not going to destroy them because this means there's no purpose to the world, so that Avram's merit will remain for them b'chesed, and Yaakov's merit will remain for them b'rachamim, I want them to merit it b'din. But they sinned. So what do I do? He turns to Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, I'll give my schus to them. I was willing to die. Right? I went up on the Akedah. I gave my life to you. I live b'din. I am the physical example par excellence of living midas hadin. Let my merit go for them and let them now receive their everlasting reward. Yitzchak again, shehu midas hadin choshev umedaktek umaabed zchuyos, if he gives over all his merit, l'kayim es Yisrael b'din. So the Jewish people should merit b'din. That's the Chasam Sofer's explanation to the Gemara. Like I said, there are many different explanations to it. But now let's get to the Eish Kodesh. So Rabbi Piachesner, Hashem Yikom Domo, says the Eish Kodesh, of a tzorach l'hakshos, we have to ask a question here. Lama zeh rak l'osid yomar Yitzchak l'hakodesh baruch hu? Why is it only in the future, at the end of days, that Yitzchak says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKrevas, right? I gave my life to you. Why does he only wait till the end of days? V'lama lo amar kein v'chuban beis hamikdash. Why didn't he say that at the time the beis hamikdash was destroying? Go to Shalom! I give my merit! I gave my life! I'm the walking example of Midas Adin. What could you want from them, Mr. Bizoch Adin? I give my merit to them. Why didn't he say it then? Why didn't he say it at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash? V'lo b'chol tzoras Yisrael, she'achaper lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishum dekrivas nafshi. At any juncture in Jewish history, from the time of the Churban, throughout the ages. Why didn't Yitzchak step forward and say, I give my merit to the Jewish people? And you hear the Piachesner is asking the question. He's in the middle of Warsaw Ghetto. In Warsaw Ghetto, he lost his mother, he lost his wife, he lost his son, he lost his daughter-in-law, right? He lost all his chassidim. He saw hundreds of thousands of Yidden, right, dying of starvation, being shot in the streets, being sent off to Treblinka. And you hear the question is, why hasn't Yitzchak come up now? Why didn't he come during the Chum Beis HaMikdash? Why didn't he come through all the Roman persecutions? Why didn't he come? Yeah? During the Crusades? Why didn't he come through Gzeros Tachvatat? The Chmelnytsky Rebellion? The Inquisition? Why didn't he come now? Where's Yitzchak? What's he waiting for? Says the Piet Cessner. Aval Maisa Ovos Simon Abonim Vascholo Avodis Yisrael Haisa Vacholo Vodoseinu Omrim Eloke Avram Eloke Yitzchak Eloke Yaakov, etc. Lachin Gama Akeda Lo Nisoyen Le Yitzchak Levad Haisa. All of Maisa Ovos Simon Abonim, all the actions of the Ovos are all the kernel from which afterwards in the expanse of Jewish history upon the parchment of Jewish history is written, right? Events that will take place to the Jewish people. The Nisoyen of Yitzchak, of giving of one's life. It was not private for Yitzchak. It's part and parcel of the Maisa Ovos Simon Abonim of the Jewish people throughout the Doros. Lo Haisa Rak Haschola Lavodesh Masiris Nefesh Lashem LeYisrael. It was only the beginning. The Kaven Shinisyonu Shal Avram V'Yitzchak Hayarotzon Machshava Shal Nishlemu B'Poel Lagamrei. See, the Ratzon, the will of both Avram and Yitzchak, that Yitzchak should become a korban at the time of the Akedah. Ki amar lo hamalach al tishlach yadcho el anar. The Ratzon was there. They were willing to do it. But Hashem sent a malach and told Avram, al tishlach yadcho el anar. Don't touch him. Lachin kol maisi Yisrael hanerogim ade akum shul hefech maisa belo machshova, right? Tashlum akedis Yitzchoki. Do you hear what he says? By Avram and Yitzchok haya rotzon umachshova belo nishlam ubepoa legamre. Their rotzon, their machshova, was to give Yitzchak, for Avram to give his son Yitzchak, for Yitzchak to be willing to die at the time of the Akedah. Their machshava was there in all of its perfection. But there was no Maisa. And when Jews are slaughtered throughout the generations, says the Piet Cessner, oftentimes they don't have all the machshava. There are great Jews who had deep, deep machshavas at the time they were killed. But there are plenty of Jews who didn't have a chance to have any machshava. Shot in the back of the head in a ravine before they had a chance to know what was happening to them, dying of starvation so that they were caught, they went into coma before, right, they had a chance to even think about saying Shema or Vidui. There's Maisa sometimes without Machshava, and that's the Tashlum, that's the completion of Akedas Yitzchaki Shasham Maisa Aschola Machshava. Right? That was Machshava without Maisa. And now, Hainesha Akeda, B'chol Nerogim, Ibnei Yisrael, Achakach, Maisa Echadu. It's all part of the Akeda. And that's why Yitzchak can't say it until the end of days. L'chein Rak, L'osi, Chia, B'mehera, B'yameinu. Says the Ish Kodesh. Shekvar Yishlumu, B'fo'al, HaNerogim. We don't know. We don't know how many people, says the Eish Kodesh, have to die. We don't know. But we all know that every person's death is a chelik of the Akedah. The Machshava was there with Avram and Yitzchak, and the Maisa is Miskayim. How much is only known to Rabbon Shalom, but the Maisa is Miskayim, the Maisa is fulfilled throughout the Doros. After that's done, Yomar Yitzchak HaKrevas Nafshi Kadamach. Then Yitzchak can say, I gave my life, my children's life before all, is the act that completes my perfect thoughts. The fall in kol elu sheshlimu pu'ulasi pu'ulasa hakrova, mash enkin mikodem, before the end of day, shlo nishlam od kol ma'asav sheyitzchak banav hakabonos mivnei Yisrael shenergo layochol le'amor hakrevas nafshi. That's what Beit Esther says. It's an amazing, 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 amazing thing. So I'll go a step further. There was a person called Eov. Right? And as we see here, this is just some of the psukim in the first perek. First two brachim of Eov. Ish ayah ve'eretz utz, Eov shmo v'ayish, ha'hu tam v'yosher yirei elokim v'sar meira. He was an exceptional person. Exceptional person, Eov. Tam, Yashar, Yirei Elokim, Sar Meira. Vayevaldo Shiva Bonim Veshalosh Bonos. Seven sons, three daughters. And then the psukim can go on, as it were, to talk about, right, his success. He was an honored person. He was a person who had nachas. He was a person who was incredibly successful. But he maintained his level of belief, his level of religiosity, his level of observance. He was a Tam, the Yashar, Yirei Elokim, and Sar Meira. And then, in Pasuk Vav, right, it describes, Vayhi Ayom, Vayavo Bnei Elokim, Lisatev Al Hashem, Vayavo Gam HaSatan Besocham. This day, the Ayom, is Rosh Hashanah. And everybody is judged then. So all the angels, the Bnei Elokim, they come to receive their marching orders for the upcoming year. And Satan also shows up. And the Satan says, Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Hashem says to the Satan, Me'ayin Tavo, where are you coming from? Again, these are all leading questions. If we were learning Eno, we would discuss every line here. Vayana Satan as Hashem Vayomer Mishut Ba'aretz Mishalech Ba. I've been traversing the earth, looking around, searching out, yeah, noticing man's sins on an average level and searching out for some really big ones that are sometimes hidden. Mishut ba'aretz, so searching around in the earth, mishalchmon, strolling it. Vayomer Hashem la'satan, and Hashem said to the satan, Asam t'libcho el avdi Eov, ke'en komohu ba'aretz. Ish tam v'yashar, yirei elokim v'sar meira. Did you notice my servant Eov? How exquisite he is. He's tam, he's yashar, he's yirei elokim, he's sar meira. Vayana satan. And Satan then turns to Rabbon Shalom. Vayomer hachinam yirei Eov elokim. But for nothing? Is he God-fearing? Halo ato sachta ba'ado. You protected him. Va'ad beso and his whole household. Va'ad kol ashelo and everything, all his assets. Ma'aseyodav beirachta. Everything he touches turns to gold. He invests. The stock market rises. Right? He buys. It's a tremendous acquisition. He sells, it goes down. Umikneo paretz ba'aretz. And his flocks, they're supernatural. V'ulam shlach no yodcho v'ga b'chol asher lo. Im lo panecha yivarcheka. However, touch him. Set your hand upon him. Touch him. I take away from him the good life. Will he not curse you? Here, Yivarechacha is a euphemism. They don't want to write Yikalecha, right? But that's what it means. Will he not curse you to your face? And so begins the entire saga of Eov. He loses everything. He loses his family. He loses his assets. Eventually, he loses his health, right? And so begins 40 some odd prakim of discussion back and forth about Eov. So now, What do we see? We're going through a difficult time now. Right? A difficult, difficult time. There are people who are in mourning. Many Jews are in mourning. Many people that we know are in mourning. Right? We may know people who've lost relatives. We may know people themselves are gone. Right? People's financial status is, in many cases, been shattered. Right? It's difficult times. But let's not make a mistake. This is not the Warsaw Ghetto. This is not the Warsaw Ghetto. This is not people dying of starvation around us. This is not people, right, being shot. This is not, watching, God forbid, our families, chas v'chalila, rachmana litzlan, right, Hashem yishmor, being taken from us and sent to the gas chambers. It's not. It's not. But Hashem has expectations from us also. He has expectations from us. What's happening now is not mikra, is not chance. If Eov, right, and essentially the claim of the Satan is, it's true he was omeid in the nisayon of success and wealth and nachas. He was omeid in that nisayon. But that does not mean he's a perfect person. Because there's another nisayon in life as well. There's a nisayon in life called privation. There's some nisayon in life is where, right, Hashem, where are you? Who turned the lights out? Where's the clarity? Where's your chesed? Where's your rachamim? Right? That's also nisayon. It says the Satan, if you test him with that nisayon, you'll see. He'll break. And so the whole story continues. At what point, right, or during the majority of the Sefer, it looks like Eov is breaking. But eventually one friend convinces him, right, that he's missed a point that he should have looked at. And we'll get into that now. We're not discussing Sefer Eov. It's just part of our discussion here. And because of that, he begins to recant, and eventually the Boshim himself reveals himself to Eov, etc. So again, we're not in the Warsaw Ghetto. We're not built of the same stuff, b'chlal, right? We're not. But Hashem has expectations from us also. We really only, yeah, I mean, I don't know how well we did, right? I certainly can't say that it's a davar pashut, that what Hashem says about, right, any one of us, look at so-and-so, their tam, their yashar, their real kim, samira, right, when everything was going well, when everything was bright, when everything was cheery, when we had an incredible amount of options before us. I mean, we're a generation that has, right, I'm in the generation, right, all in the generation. We're surrounded by so much opportunity. Say it's true. Not everybody's life is a bowl of cherries. I'm not saying that. But by and large, in the Jewish community, by and large, again, not everybody. There are plenty of people here who have been omen in tremendous nisyonos, right, that I would never be able to fathom. And I don't think I necessarily have the backbone to be able to stand up to those nisyonos. But by and large, it's been good. It's been good. So even though, right, Rachmana Litzlan, we're not seeing a recurrence of the events that we saw 80 years ago. But given who we are, and given our level, and given what we're able to bear, our community at large, etc., Hashem is asking from us, right? He's asking from us. Each person, according to who we are, right, to strong, to be over Hashem, to strengthen in our tefillah, to strengthen in our shmiras hamitzvos, to strengthen in our care and concern, right? On the inside, and if we have the opportunity to be able to help in any way in the world of reality, in addition to the world of prayer, to be able to help. Bekitzer, this shouldn't be a time when we think. This has to be a time when we bring out the best. Yitzchak had the kavana, like the Piachesna said. He had all the kavanas necessary for Mesiras Nefesh, for Klal Yisrael throughout all the Doros, right? During the Warsaw Ghetto, and in times of suffering, right? In times of suffering. So, people, Lamaisa, they were Mitzuraf. They were added to his Kavanas. The Akedah becomes complete. In our situation here, we have, if you could call it the luxury, the time to be able to think, the opportunity to be able to strengthen ourselves in the world of Machshavah attached to Yitzchak's Kavanah. And the inconvenience and the suffering, and like I said before, right, some of us may have known loss, right, loss is close, it's not that far away, the difficulty with Parnassah, right, to accept that and to understand that it's part of a very, very long picture that started long, long ago on top of our Abayis, on a Mizbeach, right, with Avraham Avinu standing over his son Yitzchak, ready to shecht him. Atishlach Yadcha Lanar, the voice came out of Shemayim. We have to finish the job. Where are we in this whole process of Mashiach? I have no clue. But we're sure on the doorstep. How wide is the doorstep? I don't know. Right? I don't know if anybody knows. Certainly anybody knows is a very big person is not saying. Because that's the way it usually is. Those who know, right, don't say. And those who say, usually don't know. But in any event, we're definitely on the doorstep. Let us join, right, on this day. A day which is very much speaks to us, not just about 80 years ago, but about the way we should be. Let's join in our machshava, in our amuna, in our bitachon, to the same machshavos of Avraham Yitzchak b'shas ha'akedah, and the difficulties that we have to endure. Let us live through them also with amuna. Try to do chesed where we can. To daven as best as we can, to learn as best as we can, and to appreciate and realize that perhaps we're the last link in this exquisite chain that started so many years ago. Hashem should have rachmonis on his children, and may we all be zocha together, right, to greet Mashiach b'mehreh bimeinu. Amen.